step into the cafeteria at the Utah County Jail, and you won't see handcuffs or iron bars.
Okay.
That was a good one, though, huh?
That was a good one, yeah.
But a bunch of men in front of hot stoves and food counters.
If you gotta be in jail, I mean, why not come and cook some good food and learn some stuff, you know? We get to learn a lot.
Dalton Dumas and his fellow inmates are learning how to be chefs and run restaurants.
Right when you get here, you wash dishes, then you move up to pots and pans, and then you move up to cooking and cleaning.
Skills they can use when they get out of jail, and the criminal mentality.
Once you've done it for so long, it becomes a part of your life, and so that's what they try to break you of in this whole entire program.
These inmates used to deal in drugs. Now, in the jail's RISE program, they make food. But Tyler Wilichowski is honest about his skills.
I can't cook much, you know, I'm still learning how to put peanut butter on bread, but I still put metal pots in a microwave, so.
Wilichowski has a new favorite dish.
It was the riz we had last week. It was like a mustard base.
I had the chicken cordon bleu, scalloped potatoes, and green beans. Also on the menu, chili verde, chili colorado, plus a complement of baked goods.
I'm learning how to socialize with other people.
37-year-old inmate T. Taylor.
That's something that I struggled with, and that's what got me into a lot of bad and negative activities on the streets.
Colby Grant hopes his new kitchen skills mean a new way of life.
The fact of facing prison right now, and that's definitely a place I don't want to go. I have some things lined up with treatment.
His colleagues are helping to improve his outlook.
Just sitting around joking around, but still getting the job done. It makes time go by easier.
Kyron Henderson likes the interaction with the jail staff and deputies.
They like the food a lot. They give us a lot of respect, and every day they come through the line.
And Henderson is learning about his customers.
If they order a hamburger with no bun, I already know what kind of cheese they want on it.
But the kitchen inmate's supervisor, Deputy Jason Heidel, admits it took some time for the deputies to trust what they were eating and who was making it.
Food is a very personal thing. You're creating something from nothing, essentially, and someone's going to eat it. They're using that to nourish themselves with.
Heidel was a chef before he got into law enforcement, where he thought he would be tough on bad guys.
I found out that I'm much better served working in the kitchen, being able to take my skills that I have and helping these guys become better people.
He reminds us that they'll be our neighbors again one day. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.